per second from Scotty Pye. But this will be a change for the lead. Pye is now the leader in Melbourne. This is very high stakes on the streets of Melbourne. They are battling for the lead. They cannot see. It's so wet out there. There's no light. There's no grip. But there's major points up for grabs. Pye hanging on by a car length here at the moment. Wincup still throwing it at him. They will go to the line. And Scott Pye, that is a magician's
That's right. He is our feature interview. Thanks to Ryko Filters, the professional's choice. Ask a mechanic for Ryko Filters. Please welcome back to the driver's seat, the one and only Scotty Pye.
Hey, how are we? Is that round of applause there and everything?
Certainly.
Absolutely.
We've got to get the studio audience in.
How good is the intro? A magician's performance.
I know. Unfortunately, the stock you had to take from is pretty low there. There's only the one bit of commentary talking about me I think you could use. But well done. Great. Stretch that out and made the most of it. Nice.
Okay, that's the end of the interview. Thanks for coming on tonight, Scott. Thanks for coming back on. It's good to have you. I'll get to the first thing. Your E-Series again. How cool.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a flashback, isn't it? Unfortunately, we're back in lockdown, and it's not why we're doing E-Series. It's just a coincidence, I guess, that we are in lockdown and it's happening at the same time. But hopefully, it puts on a good show for all the fans that are looking for something to smile about. I think it'd be a good laugh. I'll get back on Twitch, and hopefully, I feel like it's a deep, dark hole I'm about to dive back into.
We've all been there. Well, three of us have been there.
Trying
you
to,
and myself I'll, and SBG.
Exactly, mate. Many a side has sunk at 3 o'clock in the morning after the Wednesday E-Series, but I'll try and get back into it this weekend, probably start the sim up. I haven't fired it up since last year, actually, so I'll make sure it all still works.
And mate, it's Matt McKeldin. How are you coping down there in lockdown at the moment? Because it's not the easiest thing. Are you finding it, as a Victorian, having so many days now to have experienced and done all of this?
And as
a small business owner, is it you're kind of just used to it now. You learn how to operate around it, or is it, a kick in the ghoulies with a run-up?
Well, yeah, I mean, personally, it's never easy, but personally we missed the big one last year. We were on the road and we're away racing. So for me, this is probably feels like really the second one that we've done. There's been those snap lockdowns and they seem to come and go pretty quickly. But for sure, I think it's really important to just, I try and be a little bit healthier, to be honest, and work out a bit at home if I can. Like, that seems to keep me sane. And then, what I struggle with is actually not being able to just work every day. So I've got obviously a small business going. And the reason I started that in the first place was because I didn't like the spare time between races. I just struggled with that a bit. So for me, I just need to always be occupied. So at the moment, I feel like a sales rep. I'm out there pitching 1-9 everyone I can and making sure that when we come out of this lockdown, we've got more work than ever. I don't mind it. It's just we have to adapt, and it is the way of life at the moment. So always trying to learn new things. My business is going really well at the moment, and the guys that are working for me are busy. So that's the main thing. But certainly, I think, the stress really comes financially for people, and that's what you got to think about the people that have done this for so long now and lost jobs and things. It's tough. So I really hope that people can come out this the other side stronger and better for it, hopefully adapting to what looks like probably a new way of living.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't it? We don't really know exactly what's going to happen. But all I think we know is that life as we used to know it 2 years ago, 18 months ago, is probably never going to be that again. So, and that was actually 1-9 Media for everybody there listening. Wanting to know what Scott's little business was, little media business on the side, which 1-9 Media is probably going to get a call by Jet Johnson coming up in the next couple of months.
What's going to happen, Scott? There's going to be a Jet Johnson on the line saying, "Hey, it's Jet Johnson, mate. Could you do a video for me for this and a website thing for that? And I'll put a 1-9 sticker on the car. Be no invoice.
It's actually not. We're digressing a little bit here, but I want, and I'm not on top of it totally with regard to social media and stuff, so I want someone that is and a group that are, and that's basically the reason for wanting to get someone professional in to help us along the way, to get him on the right track and to do the right thing from the start. So that's sort of where we're going to start with you guys, Scotty, that you didn't know about that you do now.
Well, there you go, mate. That's awesome. I mean, it's definitely something that has become a, it's really part of our what's a necessity for us as drivers or anything we're doing now, really. It's like, it's something you've got to build up. And if you can get in there early and start to do that, then it makes life just a lot easier in the future. But there's certainly like a way of doing it. I've fallen into the business over time because I was doing it myself on my own socials and seeing what worked, what didn't. And I still actually try things and test them for clients anyway before we do them. I'll often run a bit of a campaign style schedule for myself and see how that works and what engagement we get before doing it for clients. So I'm forever learning as well. But it's definitely something like I'm really passionate about. And for young blokes like Jet, like it's only going to get more and more important as we move on, especially for us right now. It's crazy that we're not racing for 10 weeks or whatever it is at the moment. So really all we can do now is try and entertain people through social media or give value to our partners through social media. And content creation we saw last year was just being soaked up left, right and centre, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a massive part of our business now, isn't it? Mate, let's talk about racing because it's been a mixed bag for you this year. How would you rate your efforts so far? I mean, you had a ripper in Townsville. I think it was a P6, a P7.
He's becoming the passing king again, yeah, like he was last
you're
year.
You're a guru on the pass, the Danny Ricciardo of supercars on the passing front. How would you self-rate? Where are you standing?
Oh, mate, I've done an unbelievable self-rate. I've done an unbelievable job. I couldn't have done any better. Bad luck after. I'm kidding. It's been a challenging, I'll be honest. It has been really difficult. And for us, you know, last year we finished so strong and we had so much momentum, but there's been just a number of little things that haven't gone our way this year, whether it be mechanical or my mistake at Darwin when really, you know, had a put that together on the without the big crash of turn one, we could have got a result there, which could have really turned things around for us. But, you know, little things like that have happened this year. It's just put us on the back. I feel like we haven't really, we've been there and then we haven't really got the result. Like there was even Townsville one, which was, you know, it feels like that was kind of just a breaking point because poor guys, like we've done such a good job, put ourselves in a position at the end of the race for probably like a fifth or something, which after Darwin would have been a great comeback. And then the suspension failed with, I think, like 15 to go. So, you know what it's like, Steve, finish that last pit stop and you think you're home and host, you're just bringing it home and something like that goes wrong. There's been a few things like that mechanically that have sort of gone wrong and not really for anyone's fault of their own. So it's been a hard follow. But the good thing is we have actually, through Darwin and Townsville, shown the same pace we had last year. So that's promising. And I've been able to have a good time in the car as well. Like I love driving this car, especially when it's as quick a race car as we have often. We're able to pass and, it's always a good day when you're passing cars.
Well, when you're passing cars, obviously it means you've got a fast car, but it means that you're probably not as far forward as you'd like to be from qualifying. I'm a bit looking at your qualifying here.
Thanks for the scoop, Ace.
It's always easier to pass cars and qualify, for sure.
That is so true. But
unfortunately, that hasn't, it hasn't happened for us a few times. Like Darwin, it was certainly was. Good. Like we qualified really well, like in the top five in all the races, really. And then, Townsville, I had my work cut out for me. And last year, particularly, our qualifying was a real weakness. I do think we've improved on that this year. And there's been times where maybe even our race base wasn't quite where it was last year. I think they're starting to put that together now. And for sure, qualifying has to be a focus for us. Even Bathurst, we saw the amount overtaking there was pretty limited. Yep. So unless you qualify well, you're not going to get the result you want. So, and even though you feel good coming home in fifth after you start 15th, it's not what we want. So obviously we're not going to be happy with that. Mm. We need to be getting trophies and moving this team in the right direction. So that's what my goal is, keep working hard, keep my head down and sort that out, and then give everyone what they're working hard for.
Scotty, I was looking at your socials during the week, and I love it when I see a person of notoriety, you know, a celebrity, so to speak, put something up on their socials that actually means something, not what they're eating, not their coffee, not their watch, all that kind of stuff.
Not their poached eggs on avocado.
That sort of hoo-ha, that's garbage. But I did see on your social media, you put up a message, and I'm not sure the racing public know your background, your story, because you haven't had it real easy.
He's actually lucky to be here.
Absolutely. And I reckon in this time right now up the East Coast, there's a lot of people thinking with sad minds and they're hurting emotionally, all that kind of stuff. But I saw you put up that, you know, when you were 13, you almost died from a road accident. Take us through that, because that was full. The pictures, if you're not on Scotty Pye's socials, jump on, because the pictures are pretty confronting.
Yeah, I mean, that very first one that I posted was a really vulnerable photo for me. Like, it was something I've never put that one up, because that was at a time where, like, I remember the photo being taken. I was in tears only seconds before it. And so I think it's one I never really wanted to share. But then, you know, there's a lot of, I guess, first of all, before talking about the accident, the reason I shared it and shared my story was to show that, you know, kids, I was 13 at the time, and to try and give parents some comfort that even though it is difficult for kids at the moment, some of these challenges we're faced with can be the most defining moments of our lives and give us actually strength into the future and a bit of perspective. And getting that at a young age isn't always such a bad thing. I know it seems like a really bad thing at the time, but it can actually, if taken the right way or if cared for, can be a real positive. And that was why I shared. I can see even friends of mine, I'm not a parent, so I can't obviously relate to it, but it was just something where I, at a young age, I was in the children's hospital for 3 months here in Melbourne.
Wow.
And
wow.
Made many a friend that weren't there when I left, you know, passed away during that period. And it gave me a real, I guess I was just, in a way, grateful that, I mean, what happened to me, it was put in perspective. I broke a lot of bones. I shattered my left ankle, broke my femur in two places, broke, dislocated all my toes, broke my tibia and fibula in both legs, my hand, my eye socket. It was a lot of stuff broken, and my leg now, you know, left is 2.5 centimeters shorter than my right. I've only got 10% mobility in my left leg, but mate, I am grateful for every day. I'm not one to complain about. Of course I have painful days, and I love to have a moan to get some sympathy, but it really did, you know, my time in that hospital, you realize that others are going through things, that are more, there is always someone doing something harder, you know, and that gave me the strength I needed to get through what I was going through. And it just put things in perspective. That's why I shared the post. It was me at a pretty vulnerable time, but I said it's probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. I do think that. I think that without that, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. I don't think I'd have the determination or strength I got. So hopefully some parents, maybe there's someone reading that is having a hard time at the moment, and if they get some bit of positivity or some strength from it, then it was worth it.
And it's a great message. And I've noticed a lot of people, again, of notoriety, have been putting up messages. You know, if you want to chat, reach out. Just send me a PM. Send me something on the messages, private messages, and all that kind of stuff. Which is one of the things I'm loving. There's a lot of fractious nature about our society at the moment, but there are some pockets of society that are really trying to band together and just help everyone get through. Because, you know, the old saying, "This too shall pass," and it will. I'm loving seeing some of the corners of our society holding hands, saying, "Come on, guys, let's all pull together rather than trying to separate." And that's what I took from your post, mate. I thought it was very brave, and it was very poignant at the same time.
Yeah, I talk about my injuries, and they're nothing compared to like most motocross riders or something. You know, everyone's got these injuries, and I guess the point is, it's not to make you feel or what you're going through to make it any less significant. It's just to say that, like, people go through things every day, and we can get through this. And if your kids are having a hard time, there is the chance it could be great for them. It could actually be something that strengthens them, makes them grateful. I know, like, the night of my car accident, I said something horrible to my old man. I hung up on him, and never again did I do that. You know, I said that it would be his fault if anything went wrong, because I had a friend picking us up that night and he couldn't do it. And then obviously I woke up 4 days later to Dad standing beside me, telling me I'd been in a car accident, almost died, and they actually had to say goodbye to me before the first operation. So, you know, at 13 to realise, like, oh my, I never hung up the phone again on him, you know, and I appreciate everyone around. So that's what, hope that message did. It makes you go, you know what, it's not, we can get through this and maybe be better for it at the end of the day.
Mate, you should have seen me the other day when I kicked my toe coming in to try to get the cake out of the oven. Far out! I tell you what, I thought I was a goner, but I had some good support around me. I had some good support around me. I was fine.
You're a dead set idiot.
I thought I had to finish on it up, you know. I had to get you laughing, Matty. You were looking a little bit down in the dumps.
Yeah, no, I'm not down. I'm good. I'm up and about.
Mate, let's talk about Bathurst quickly.
I bet you moaned about that a while ago.
I did. And you reckon you got good sympathy for yours? Yes. Yep. Bree was very, very sympathetic. Not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
About as much as your wife would be, Matty.
Yeah, no. Nah.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, Bathurst, obviously, this year, you know, I mean, we've spoken about it on the show the last couple of weeks, exactly what's going to happen. We don't know, but, you know, it's obviously locked in. Who's going to be there? What? We don't know. I've got my suspicions that it's going to be literally the races that's it, the bubble. But you're with Jimmy Goldie again in your car. You know, you had Dino last year, the old Fonzie, Dini Fiore.
We did.
Yep.
So that's a bit of a change.
It is. And I mean, it's a shame at the moment. If we're looking at going to Bathurst again without fans, which I think we are, it's tough. Like you grow up watching that race and the driver's parade, like, I mean, you've done it, 48 times, DJ?
never as defending champion, I might add.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, a 12-hour, come on. Give me a break. I didn't win the 12-hour.
I just can't help myself. But is that, you know, that fan engagement there, it's like no other. Like, it's that and the Adelaide 500 are my favourite events. Obviously, Adelaide's gone now, but they're my favourites because of the atmosphere that comes with it. And, we miss that. Like, not having, fans on the mountain and stuff when you're even on the in-lap after race. But, you know, it's like when you get a result coming in and you see everyone cheering and they're usually in a pretty sideways state by the Sunday arvo as well. So it's a good laugh. Even the podium. Like, I can't imagine getting on the podium there. And I mean, the last one I got there was next to Lounsey, and the amount of people cheering his name and that. This is a bittersweet thing standing second, but it's a pretty surreal moment seeing that many fans cheering us on. So that's really that's what that event's about. But we still got to try and do it. Like, it's part of that. It makes up our championship. Like, everyone always says, we have Bathurst or a championship. It's like that is, it's on par with getting a championship for us. We've got to go there as a championship. And then I think even watching it on TV is important. At least people still grab their beer at lunchtime and watch the start of the race. And, it's an icon, that race. So we've got to have it happen. Hopefully it happens when it's meant to. Otherwise it may be delayed, and hopefully that's the worst case. Hopefully worst case it's delayed, and hopefully in the future we've got people back ASAP.
It also, well, I think, yeah. Oh, sorry, Nimsy. I was just going to say quickly, my view of what's going to happen is it's going to be a bubble. There's going to be nobody there. Everyone from supercars is going to be staying basically either in a camper inside the precinct or at the Ridges Hotel there. That's it. Not out and about in their houses where they normally
would be. I was looking at getting a camper this year for in the track, but they're so expensive. Mm. Hopefully, if we're all in a bubble, supercars cover the cost of campers for us. I don't have to pay someone to get a camper in. I was like,
surely someone listening could lend Scotty Pye your camper for the weekend. It's not like the people in Victoria can use it. Well, so
they could utilise 1-9 Media.
I think they'll stay with me.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it depends who's renting the camper.
But you're absolutely right though, Scotty. I mean, going back to what you said, I mean, we saw there's just something about the 1000 that makes it special, because we were at Bathurst at to kick off the season and it didn't feel the same, did it?
No, it didn't really. And I mean, even the launch, doing it there was really strange, because normally you do the launch and it might not be in front of fans, but if you're going to do it at a racetrack, there's going to be people there. And that was an odd feeling, doing all the press and TV and stuff on the grid there with no one there. But it changes, I guess, even our approach. Like, there's no the anxiety. Like, you roll in on the Monday or Tuesday, and it just, the town, the atmosphere is, I don't know, it just feels like you're on race day as soon as you arrive in the main street there, and the driver's parade and everything just starts to add to that. So puts on a different level. It doesn't feel like, we're just there racing. But it's still, I'm never, ever going to say no to racing at Bathurst. Like, I don't. You know, I'd race in front of fans or without them. As long as I can go to that track once a year as a driver, you get your fix then, because it's the coolest place I've ever raced at.
Well, fingers crossed we can actually have it go ahead. But you will be in action next week virtually. Make sure you get on board Scotty Pye's Twitch, because it is fantastic. twitch.tv/ScottPye. And if you are, say, a business or someone that would like to take advantage of some social media, content production, or maybe even some feature film production, get in touch with the guys at 1-9 Media. That's 1-9media.com, so oneninemedia.com.au. But Scotty, it's been an absolute pleasure as per usual. Thanks for jumping on board the driver's seat, and go well in the E-Series, and hopefully we'll get to see you at a racetrack soon.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for the laugh. Cheers, guys.
There you go. Scotty Pye, our feature interview, thanks to Ryko Filters. Ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters, the professional's choice.